Jeff, you told us the receivers were doing really well in spring camp and fall camp. So not a surprise, obviously, but has there been kind of a key that has propelled them or something?
I think two things. I think number one, they're being coached really well. Fessy's doing a great job coaching those guys. They move all around. He's able to put them in a variety of positions, which a lot of receivers aren't able to do. A lot of times you have one guy that plays the Z and one guy that plays the F, and we're able to move those guys around where we can get them in different spots so that we can best accomplish what we want to with utilizing each guy's skill set. And then the second thing is I think just a great work ethic. I mean, those guys just – they show up every day and they work incredibly hard. We've got a lot of older guys with experience, and it's showing up. Really important, you know. I mean, I love 12 personnel, especially if you have tight ends who can spread the field, guys who can block and can receive. And so, yeah, getting him back and being able to get some snaps out of him has been a big difference for us.
Is there a difference in his skill set as compared to Matt's?
They each have a little slightly different skill sets, but very similar. I mean, they're both similar guys in that they have large frames, big catching radiuses, and so we can do similar things with both of them. So when one of them is in the game and the other's not, it doesn't have to change what we're doing at all.
He went down against Washington last year. How much of a loss was he after that?
Significant. Yeah, it hurt. Forced us to rely on Dallin Holper, who did a nice job, but he was a freshman, and so there were some growing pains that went with that.
You mentioned Marvin's ability to both block and catch. How do you feel like the receivers have been doing with their blocking responsibilities?
Or the receivers?
Or where do you expect to see improvement?
Yeah, they've been doing a great job. I mean, a lot of those long runs that we've had, a lot of the big plays we've had have been because those guys have been blocking. Talon Shumway in particular is one of the toughest guys on our team. We ask him to do a lot of dirty work, come in the box and crack a linebacker, and we put him in position where he's got to do a lot of things that a lot of tight ends have to do at times, and he's more than willing to do it and certainly capable.
We're seeing Emmanuel Supa's workload get ramped up here. What does he bring to the table that's different than Tyson?
Well, they're slightly different running styles, but similar in that they're both guys who can run inside and run outside. They're both reliable blockers. And so not a big difference, just slightly different styles. And more than anything, it's just good to have another guy with fresh legs.
Do you recall when the term RPO, kind of entered the vernacular of college football or maybe even entered playbooks? Or has it always been there?
That's a good question. Well, the first types of RPOs that I remember seeing were bubbles. You know, just a lot of people called it a bubble screen, you know, where you had a slot receiver who's arcing away from the line of scrimmage. And that's been going on for a while, and a lot of that would accompany either a linebacker that was cheating to the box or a blitz, and so it was an answer for the quarterback when you didn't have enough guys to block the blitz. And so it started there, and then it became more what some people call smokes or spots or smoke, you know, a bullet, anything where a guy's just standing out there and you're throwing to a guy at that spot. And then it became more elaborate where people are doing quick game concepts and now, you know, down the field concepts that are associated with the run game as well. So I don't remember exactly when that was. It seems so long ago that it's always been a part of the game. But it's certainly grown, and I think it's changed the game.
Talk about being able to open up the playbook, do some of the trick plays you're able to run against USC. Had some success with them, Jaron throwing the ball in the, you know, on the reverse, and you know, some of these different things that you've kind of been able to implement this year.
Well, first I got to credit the offensive staff, because those certainly aren't mainly my ideas. Most, if not all, are someone else's ideas. And as I've said the whole time since I've been here, that this is not. Even mainly mine. This is a collective effort. We've got a lot of great minds in the room. And so sometimes Fessy might come up with something. Eric might come up with something. You know, Bucky last year was A-Rod's play, you know. And so every week there are different things that come up. The fake reverse that we ran with Tyson, that was Kalani's idea. And so there are a lot of different things that come across my plate. And the easy thing for me is I can just sometimes choose them and then I get to call them. That's the fun part. But that's what it starts with. And the second thing is having versatile players who can do a lot of different things. And certainly when you have a guy like Jaron, but also other guys like Aleva and other guys who can do a lot of different things, it certainly makes it easier to have those kind of plays in your back pocket.
You've been pretty pleased with how they've been executed overall.
Yeah, we could have done slightly better on a couple of things, but for the most part, yeah, I think we've gotten what we wanted out of them.
Washington lost 9 defensive starters from the team that you played last year. Is that noticeable when you watch film of them this year?
No, a lot of the guys that are playing played a lot last year anyway, and so a lot of them are guys who are coming back with experience. So, as an example for us, you know, you might say, well, we lost Austin Hoyt. Well, we did, but we've got Keanu starting there, and he's playing really well. And so, would you say that's a loss? I don't know. And I would say that just to draw a reference point from, you know, with them, they have a lot of guys who are playing, who have played, and a lot of guys who are talented. They've recruited really well, and they develop their players really well within their system. So, no, they've got really good players, and it's a good system, and so it'll be a challenge for sure.